Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 2 weeks now since we last recorded. We're back with Europe Talk with Sergio, of course, at European Expert. How are you doing, Sergio?
I'm doing good now. For tonight, we're recording based on the Champions League Tuesday with our time lag, so feeling nervous. How about yourself?
I'm pretty decent. Also slightly nervous for LA, obviously playing tonight. We're going to cover the first, what was it, the first couple of games, as well as some other news. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into it. So it's Tuesday today. We've got two games. We've got Arsenal Bayern Arsenal, right? Is that tomorrow? That's tomorrow. I'm mistaken.
Tomorrow.
It's PSG Barcelona or Barcelona PSG and Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid. You kick us off. How are you feeling? How did you feel about the first game, first and foremost?
I feel like the Atleti Dortmund game was frustrating because we had many chances and then they scored one goal that could have easily been avoided. And there was a variance from Guslino, the goalkeeper from Dortmund, did a great save from a Lina free kick, and then they scored 2 minutes after. It's a difference, between it going away with a 3-0, which is very big advantage, to going 2-1, especially going to the yellow wall. It's not going to be easy, so I was kind of, I want to say disappointed, because obviously we won and we played very well. I was frustrated.
Yeah, I can agree. I can also say that it was slight luck involved as well. They hit the crossbar twice, if I
That's
remember
also true.
correctly. So they played well towards the end, I think. But overall, Atleti played a very solid game, to be fair. It's just a shame about the last goal towards the end from Haller, which was also a decent goal.
I did see though he came off this weekend, the first 10 minutes of Dortmund's game. So I think he may be an injury doubt for tonight.
Ooh, or well, maybe it was precaution. I don't know. Could be both, to be honest. And we will see. It'd be good if he was injured because Füllkrug is like the German about Weghorst. I can't lie. He's not it. He's
Because
not it.
actually this weekend, Dortmund won 2-1 against Borussia Mönchengladbach. But they did get a red card in the 55th minute. So the players could be a bit more tired,
They had to work a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Atletico obviously won this weekend quite comfortably.
I wouldn't say so comfortably, we scored great goals. They had one open goal that they missed. We also had an open goal that Molina missed. But it was dominant, except the last. They lost half an hour. We were winning 3-1, and they were like, let's not risk anything. Let's not get tired. We have a game on Tuesday.
I mean, it was against the number three of La Liga, so that's a good confidence booster, you can say. So, because we have to keep it short and steady, let's go to the first prediction of today's episode.
I did text you up before, guys, saying it's going to be a 2-0 win for Atleti, but
Oh.
I'm not so sure about it, so I'll let you go first.
Oh, you have to be. Well, you know what? If there's one thing I've learned on throughout this. When we've done a podcast episode, etc., and I've always been confident when final made it through the Europa League, the Conference League, whatever, and I was always very cocky, and every single time I was cocky, we lost. So I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 2-1 win for Atletico Madrid, just about.
Does not sound bad. Dortmund is significantly better at home.
Really?
Now you know what? I'm gonna say 2-0. I'm gonna say we're gonna score one early-ish goal. They're gonna be pushing whole game. They're gonna deserve to win, and then we're gonna score on the counter-attack at the end of the game.
To be fair, Dortmund have only played 14 games this season at home, and they've only won eight. So
Really?
just about over 50%. Yeah, they've lost
I
four
mean,
and drawn twice.
we'll take a draw, but I think 2-0, it's going to be a statement win. I hope, touch wood.
Yeah, touch wood. Moving on to the next picture then. This was also a very good game. 3-2. I predicted.
Surprising.
What did I predict? I texted you. I predicted like 2-2
Yeah, you
Barcelona.
predicted a high scoring game. I predicted PSG to win.
However, I do think PSG are going to win this game.
I also think PSG are going to win this game.
I don't know why, because
I think
Barcelona.
Mbappe is going put on his, big game player pants like he always does,
Yeah.
And
You should do. What are you hoping for, though, as an LA fan? We spoke about this previously.
PSG.
You're hoping PSG.
Assuming that's never beat Xavi.
Well, I mean, that's come
As
on,
a
my man.
manager.
And what
Yeah,
about you can beat him
we said
twice in
that
a row?
the stats are there to be broken.
True. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to beat anyone who comes and crosses your path.
I think the Spanish team is like they know us too well, I feel like with PSG as well, they can get frustrated.
True. Plus that Molina Mbappe matchup will be interesting.
If Molina plays, we may put
If
Llorente at the wing back.
there's one pacey player too. But you're saying PSG to win again or draw
I think
or
it may
Barcelona?
maybe go to extra time.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 3-1 PSG, and there's a possibility that the 3-1 includes the extra time, like they score an extra time to make it 3-1.
In like extra time or extra time, like 90 minutes plus three extra time.
No, like extra time,
Yeah.
like the not added time, extra time.
Okay.
3-1, I think. This is
Actually,
something, this is like a gut feeling that,
I don't know, man. It's really tough because both sides are kind of shit or kind of good. I
Our
don't know.
Barca's defense, especially on that on the side that Mbappe was, Koundé and Araújo, they were very good,
And Rafinha somehow turned up. That goal, that Pedri pass was beautiful.
That finish as well, that was a hard finish.
It was a good goal. It was a beautiful goal. But I think it's gonna be 2-1 PSG and
And
then
then
penalties. Bring it on. We need some pens in the UCL. There have been
and
pens, right? Before. Yeah. Porto Arsenal was penalties. So I want to see some more
we went
penalties.
to penalties against Inter.
Oh yeah, you did as well. So we need to see some more penalties. But they are playing away PSG, by the way, which could be.
Yeah, no.
I
Well, at
mean,
this point, Mbappe is that guy,
big game
we
player.
didn't see him in that first game. But he's going to make a statement win, make all the Real Madrid fans happy because he's supposedly going this summer. He's going to become a Real Madrid legend before getting to the club.
Yeah. Right, moving on to the other side of the draw, we have some interesting games as well. I thought Arsenal were weaker than I thought they was gonna be, and Real Madrid Manchester City was just a glorious game of football to watch at the end.
Real Madrid, Man City, Real Madrid's goals, except other the other two, very jammy.
Did you see Bernardo Silva's goal there? What was the keeper thinking, brother?
Was a smart goal.
Sorry, but.
Bernardo Silva turns up against Real Madrid.
He's such a joy to watch, man. Probably one of the most. He's probably in the category of like Griezmann with underratedness. That makes sense.
Basically
So
Ferran.
underrated.
I don't really like him, to be honest.
You don't like Bernardo Silva?
I
Okay.
like the way he plays. I don't like him. Like he's very, he acts like a child sometimes. After he gets fouled, he just starts swinging legs around.
Yeah. I guess. But yeah, what did you make of that game? 3-0? Who's got the advantage here?
Think Man City definitely have the advantage because also De Bruyne didn't play. They had some injuries on the fans. They
Tchouaméni is
played
now
all.
not available. He's got
I think
a
so.
suspension after getting like a yellow card in the first 4 minutes. Yeah, but again, like it
It is Real Madrid, isn't
is and but. It is also Manchester City. We should maybe put some more respect on Manchester City. 115 alleged breaches. But can they beat Real Madrid? Ultimately at home. Maybe this one actually goes to penalties. Who knows? What do you
it
think? What
could
do you reckon?
actually, I think it's going to be a close game again.
I reckon it's going to be a draw, like 1-all, 2-2, and then goes extra time, and then someone scores. And someone off the
City love
bench.
to score at home. They love to score many goals at home. I think it's going to be like another high scoring game.
You think?
I think I can't predict. Like this one is a flip of a coin. I have no clue who's going to go through.
Manchester City have scored 43 goals at home, conceding only 14 goals. That's the same amount as Liverpool, where Liverpool conceded one more goal. And Newcastle actually have the same amount of goals at home. Interesting.
This is Man City Real Madrid. You know, last season, last time it was 4-0. I don't think Real Madrid is going to let that happen again.
No.
But to be honest, Real Madrid has lost every time, except, well, since 2017, every time they've gone to the Etihad, they've lost. They've never won at the Etihad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I did not know
I did not know that either.
that. They've had this since 2000 and I don't know.
In 2016, they drew, but they've lost ever since.
Wow. Under Carlo and Zidane, Zizou then. Crazy.
Hands have had to be broken.
True.
I'm saying City go through.
I want Real Madrid to go through purely on the basis that people continuously think that the Premier League is the best league in the world. But imagine if Barcelona go through, LA go through, and Real go through. That's three in the semi-finals.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and City wins.
Okay, and then maybe I don't know. Maybe on paper now the most interesting game, as in like maybe the closest, even though Real didn't
Yeah, this is
low
definitely a
scoring.
closest game. I mean, the Bayern Arsenal game is also very close.
Yeah, what do you make of that game?
I think Bayern will win.
No, I don't see that.
I'm confident.
Oh,
I think Arsenal are crumbling.
okay, well, you know what, if you're so confident, let's put a beer on the line. Right, so I'm gonna
Mean,
go up.
you already owe me one
Yeah,
for Mateus Cunha, you know, so
yeah,
he
yeah.
scored the
I did not see
other
the
day.
goal.
He dribbled from his own half across like three players and then scored.
Does LA have a buyback
No, you don't. They don't. They don't. Unfortunately.
option? Oh, something, some players don't work out at
Like,
certain.
I really think Bayern will win. I think it's going to be a thing. You know, Liverpool lost in Europe and then lost in the Prem. It's going to be the way around. Arsenal's going to lose in Europe and then lose in the Prem.
No, don't say that. It's disgusting.
Especially because Arsenal played Sunday night. Bayern played Saturday morning. They got an extra day of rest.
So Bayern München lost twice at home in the Bundesliga this season, drawing once. That's not too bad. And Arsenal away this season in the Premier League. Top of the league, top of the table.
You can't compare the Premier League with the Champions League.
But what I'm saying is that Bayern are going to lose at home and Tuchel.
Oh,
Bro, it
no.
just works. It just works out for the whole season, doesn't it?
I know it does, but they're not going to lose. They're going to lose in the final. It's a Harry Kane curse.
You think they're going to make it to the
I
final?
think they're going all the way to the final.
Tuchel, though, has experience winning the final.
Yeah, well, you've got Harry Kane on your team.
Going to say Arsenal are going to win, man. Arsenal have to win. Come on.
Want them to win. I'd rather Arsenal win, but I don't think they will. Especially, by the way, Gabriel using his hand inside the box, and the referee just said, no, it doesn't really give the vibes for a penalty, you know?
That's crazy. He just blew the whistle and Raya passes it to Gabriel, and Gabriel just picks it up and just puts it down and says, oh, I'll take it. No worries.
Just like that was never a pen on Saka, by the way. Like,
No.
he puts his leg out there.
No, he did. He did. He just ran. He could have ran past him, you know. He could have actually
Yeah, he
scored.
could have.
But instead he just decided, you know what, I will just leave my leg hanging
Like,
whilst
it
I
was so
run into him.
exaggerated as well. Like, we were doing a star jump.
Yeah, this is nuts. But I give Arsenal a good chance. I give Arsenal a good chance. Right, moving on then. So what we're saying to round up the Champions League, we're saying LA goes through, hopefully.
Yeah. I want to say PSG because we both agreed on
Yep.
that.
Then I don't know what I said. I said Real Madrid, and
I said City.
then I went Arsenal, and you went Bayern. So on the other side, we disagree. On the main, on the lady side of the draw, we agree.
Is that
Bayern's going
bias?
through. Is that bias?
Is that a bias? Because we want Atleti to win and the easier opponent for Atleti?
That's what you're doing.
Who
That's not what I'm
knows?
doing. I'm predicted at the start of this whole thing. I predicted Arsenal and Atleti to win the Champions League. So if that happens,
Would be nice. That would be a new Champions League winner.
and they both start with an A. That's what I said. I said a
And you did
team
say that. You did say that.
starting with the letter A will win the Champions League. So this could go viral. That episode could go viral. Who knows? Europa League, interesting as well. I didn't expect some results. Liverpool got thrashed at home.
Were unlucky as well, like they had two
They
chances
were.
before they scored the first one.
The way that Atalanta only had like three shots on target and scored all three was oh no, Cope Miners missed some as well. So
That's literally Italy at its finest, Italian and European football.
Catanacho.
Yes, sir.
So
I don't think Liverpool put it back.
no way. Unless they're looking for a remontada after like almost 10 years.
Atalanta are going to sit back and just wait and wait and wait, and eventually they score a counter-attack goal. It always happens.
Yeah. Scamacca as well. Scoring twice. West Ham flop, you could say. That was interesting. And bro, did you see the way they defended, brother? That was horrendous. Liverpool were all over the
So
shop.
I'm saying English teams don't know how to defend. Like in Europe, okay, in Europe, in that last European week, English teams, you had two conceded by Arsenal, three conceded by City, three conceded by Liverpool, two conceded by West Ham, one conceded by Aston Villa. Like, English football is not made for clean sheets.
No, that is very true. I can agree with that. However, yeah, let's move on to Leverkusen, West Ham. I had a gut feeling when it was 1-0. I thought, you know what, West Ham can still win this game, as in over two legs, not in their own stadium. But now that has shifted after what Bayern and Leverkusen have done over the past, was it week and a half? Like West Ham has had no chance. Like,
Okay,
zero.
yeah, I agree. So
Zero.
we're saying Atalanta, we're saying
Bayern
Bayer Leverkusen. Roma Milan, that was interesting. I did not expect that.
No, I think I was. No, the fucking Romans, dude. They're this little mosquito. And they always just. They can't win, man. They cannot win. They cannot go through. I need to see them suffer. I mean, to be fair, they did make it to two finals in the last 3 years.
They did.
I think they made it last year and the year prior. Or was there a year in between? No.
No, it was years in a row.
Yeah, crazy. And both times they played Feyenoord. So maybe if you beat Feyenoord, you make it to the final. Who
No,
knows?
but they did lose the final last year. Like, they did have their pain.
That was so sweet. Oh, you did not want to see my face. I was almost ejaculating all over the place. Not because I hate Roma so much, because I'm a big Sevilla fan, man. I've said it all along. No, of course not. I wanted Jose to feel the pain, the suffer. All
I
those
also don't like
schmucks.
Mourinho, but De Rossi, you gotta respect what he's doing.
Yeah, of course. I like him as a manager, but as a
You
person,
have
I'm
his
still trying.
signed shirt there in the background.
From Daniele De Rossi. Yeah, people can't see it, but. Yeah, send it to all those fuckers in Italy. But no, AC Milan are going to win. When it really matters, they're going
No,
what?
I disagree.
You're such a. You hop from station to station, from prediction to prediction, you know?
What are you saying? Did I say Milan to win the first one?
I said Milan to go and win the whole thing.
You did. Roma's kept four clean sheets in a row, and they're going to do it again.
Bro, have you not seen Rafael, the goal he scored against Sassuolo?
Did see him, but
Different gravy, bro. Like,
eight
he's just.
goals, seven assists in 28 games.
Yeah, and then all he has to do is just turn up, and he will. My boy. He will turn up. Trust
What about
the Pioli
Roma,
process.
Marseille, Benfica? Very interesting.
Yeah,
Not sure
Marseille.
about that.
Did they lose big?
They
They lost.
lost 2-1 away from home.
Oh, I thought they lost like 4-0 for some reason. Oh no, they beat Villarreal 4-0, obviously. Ooh, now Benfica go through, I reckon.
I think so, sure.
Cockshu got amongst the goals this weekend as well, after being like benched for giving an interview to the Dutch press about how unhappy he
Really?
was. We can always come back to final.
I think Benfica has good mix up between older players, younger players.
There's not really a
I think.
winner for Dutch football here, because if France win, I need Barcelona to go for actually on the basis of this, because there's like this coefficient list right thing.
Which is so stupid, by the way. How can the Europa League have the same effect on the Champions League on the coefficient?
No, that one season that final did really well in the Conference League. We racked up many, many points. And then,
That's not fair. Though.
well, I mean, it's a way to even the playing field. I wanted to get a monopoly. For
Yeah.
example, good teams in the Champions League, like Feyenoord, are not going to get a lot of points in the Champions League, right? So, in order for them and for the Dutch league to be able to get two spots in the Champions League, they have to do it in the lower leagues. And like, for example, the what is it like? I think England, Spain are all like 81,000 points. So none of the smaller teams like Belgium, Holland, Austria, Portugal, Turkey are going to
For
catch up.
example, Italy's first, I'm pretty sure.
Well, now this
Yeah.
season, yeah, this season, because they
This
made it
season,
so far.
but they have no teams in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Last season, they had like three teams in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, but maybe because West Ham did so well in the Conference League and other teams. I mean, I said Fiorentina as well.
Fiorentina made it to a final in
Yeah.
the Conference League.
But the stats are just so useless, because it literally does nothing for. Doesn't mean anything, really. The only thing it only matters for the Dutch league, Portuguese league, and maybe even the French league now, because the Dutch and the Portuguese are getting closing in. So next year, Feyenoord are now finishing second because PSV will win the league next week, next weekend. Oh no, the week after, because next week Feyenoord will win the cup, and PSV will be crowned champion, but then we don't have to play pre-round Champions League, which is good. Then another three gets to play playoffs for Champions League. But yeah, enough waffle about points. So you're saying Roma to go through, just around the
Saying Roma, Benfica, Bayer Leverkusen, and Talent.
Saying the exact same, except AC Milan go through instead of AC Roma.
Can you imagine all the English teams get knocked out of every competition?
Good. From Arsenal. Apart from Arsenal.
Apart from Arsenal.
Because Arsenal
Arsenal's
away
not
is the
winning.
final.
Arsenal's not winning. The final is going to be Bayern Munich and Atletico Madrid.
That'd be a good final too. But we should end this episode because you have a busy schedule with
Thank you.
some things that came
Excuse.
up recently. Obviously, let's start off with a huge congratulations to Bruce. Almost said it wrong. Huge congratulations to Bayer Leverkusen for winning the Bundesliga for the first time in their history. The incredible scenes is Florian Wirtz in the championship game scored a hat trick. What a
Yeah,
play!
crazy hat trick, by the way. I don't know if you saw the goals.
Yeah, the first the dribble and then. The long shot as well was beautiful. And then the steward, everyone started celebrating after it was like 4-0. Even though
Yeah.
I must say, I thought the atmosphere somehow was still a bit meh.
Oh, so.
Like, they were like 2-0 up and there were still no flares, was still nothing crazy going on. Like, in my team, are 2-0 up, best believe in a when I'm when we're
Players
winning.
are technically illegal, you know.
Yeah, well,
But
technically.
there were threats at the end,
Yeah, of course. And then they stormed the pitch, etc. So it was good. However, the one thing I didn't understand was the fact they went on a parade, even though they're still in the fight for a treble, a treble, treble, a treble. As in, Europa League. They can still win the Europa League
Did
and
they go up
the
parade?
Pokal.
I'm not sure if they went on a parade. Did they?
Yeah, I saw. They went on the bus. Maybe that is not a parade.
That
Yeah.
was the team bus going to the stadium, I think.
To which stadium though?
To the Bayern Stadium.
They were playing at home.
Yeah, but they still go by a bus.
Really? Oh, maybe they didn't go on a parade then. I don't know. I saw a bus and I thought they went on a parade. But then again, maybe you're right. Maybe we've seen more of the parade anyways. But yeah, congratulations to Leverkusen. Do you think they can repeat it? Alonso staying as well? Xabi Alonso.
No.
Okay. He's
I
just his
don't
face. I
think
said it was dead serious. Nope.
it's impossible.
What if they keep the majority of the players?
It's still impossible. Like, you don't get an unbeaten season so far. Hopefully it goes till the end of the season. You don't keep on, like, it's practically impossible. They scored so many late goals to draw and win games. I think teams will raid their players and will take away a lot of their players as well.
I think there's a release clause in Jeremy Frimpong's contract, £35 million. So yeah, he's gonna be, I think that's gonna be
Also,
wrapped up if
what's the
that's true.
deal? Teams may figure them out by the end of next year. You know, like the big teams, most teams in the Bundesliga are going to be like, they're going to spend a lot of time thinking, how do we stop this team? And
True.
once one team does it, everyone will copy. And I think it's going to be tough one for them, you know.
True. We've seen it this year as well. And like, if you look at the majority, okay, so City were struggling big time, but then out top of the league. But for the rest, like Barcelona not top of the league, Final not top of the league, Bayern not top of the league, except for PSG because PSG always win or the majority of the time and win, the league. It's always hard to maintain, especially in a very competitive environment. City can still lose, the Premier League title.
Yeah, the Premier League. I still think Arsenal wins the Premier League.
Wins it.
Yeah.
It's a poor result against Aston Villa, though. Did you see that Ollie Watkins goal, though?
It's
Jeez.
Aston Villa. Aston Villa is a great team.
Should.
I think Tottenham, and I think Tottenham wins the league for Arsenal, to be honest.
What?
I think Tottenham beat City in game week 37 of 38. Arsenal go top of the league. And they win.
Oh, that way. I thought I heard. I think Tottenham will win the league before Arsenal. No, I was about to say, you must believe in Andy a bit too much, brother. But yeah, that could be good. Imagine if Tottenham, because they're still fighting for like Champions League spots, especially with Aston Villa, so they have to win too. They could just hand Arsenal, but Arsenal also play Tottenham, so Tottenham could win part twice and nothing changes, pretty much.
That would be funny. Imagine Tottenham. I think Tottenham also has to play Liverpool. They have to play the top three. They play Liverpool.
They play Arsenal on the 28th, Chelsea, Liverpool, Burnley, Manchester City, and then Sheffield. What an end to the season for them.
They're going to decide who goes down and who goes up.
Yeah.
Who wins the league?
And if and they're going to decide if Chelsea stay 10th or finish 10th or not.
Hey, Chelsea, I'm sorry, put some respect on them. You know, they got one game in hand, they win the game in hand, and they go same points as sixth.
They have, yeah, one game in hand. I don't know why West Ham have played like 33 games together with Aston Villa.
Is West Ham.
But yeah, and then in
Oh,
other
Haaland,
news,
by the way, 4 goals yesterday. Top scorer in the Premier League, draw with Erling Haaland. Who gets it?
you really asking who gets the Golden Boot, Cole Palmer or Erling Braut Haaland?
Of
Salah,
course not. Ollie Watkins.
bro, he's good, man.
Ollie Watkins, no penalties, by the way. Haaland scored 4 penalties. Palmer scored 9 penalties. Ollie Watkins, 0 penalties. That last level, I've had quite a few penalties.
Mean, the Golden Boot race is still open. That Salah, Isaac, Solanke, Watkins, Palmer, and Haaland, but.
Bowen's still on 15. Son on 15. Still quite good.
But is the hype around Palmer correct? Yes or no? Is he that
Yes.
good?
Did you see how he played yesterday? Did you see the goals? Go look at the goals, especially the third one. He pretty much scored from the halfway line with his weak foot. Fair enough, that was not a goalkeeper, but still, go look at his goals right now. Because he's just good. He's good at everything.
Okay. Fair enough. But he's not better than foreign words.
Ooh, that's a good debate. Who is better?
That's by mile, by country mile. No, I don't. Maybe not by a country mile, but I think he's just still better. I still think that Xavi Simons is better than Cole Palmer.
No bias there either.
Zero bias. Okay, and then moving on. Feyenoord beat Ajax
No, I
6-0.
actually think Jankuba Minta is better than all of them.
Yakuba Minze. Yeah, to talk about those two finishes, by the way. Beautiful. Especially the second one when he cuts inside.
Talk about 6 goals and no Santi goal. What's going
No, we
on
need to stop this. We need to stop this crime against Santi. Santi is in a
there?
dip.
You know I love Santi.
Yeah, but come on, my man is in a dip. He's gonna probably not score many more goals this season, but he's gonna come back, and then we're gonna have better wingers or better fullbacks that can supply better balls. Because yeah, he's just in a form dip. Look at all the great players. Look at Haaland, bro. He scored like what, 2 goals in the last 5 games or six, seven. Santi scored against PSV, 2-3 to 2-1. And there's a cup final coming up, so if he scores, then no harm, no foul. But and
True.
it's good because you know what, we get to keep him under the year, and I'm confident he's going to do better next year.
I agree. I agree.
But Bajal also scored twice. Bajal scoring twice against Ajax. Ajax were so bad. I was watching with two friends. I didn't go to the stadium because I was going to watch it with two of my Ajax friends, and they were absolutely crying. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. It was amazing.
It was a really like embarrassing.
I almost had pity, but then I remembered. It was just embarrassing, really. And like some players, they made the same mistake 3 times, bro. And then the one thing that was amazing was they have like two centre backs, like Hato and Kaplan, who are like very young. And everybody starts raving about like young Ajax players. So they obviously already are like 15 million worth, even though they are not that great at the right now. And both of those players at the start of the game, the two Ajax mates of mine were like, yeah, they're good defenders. So I'm thinking, maybe a low scoring game, maybe 2-1. For Feyenoord or for Ajax, I can't remember exactly. But then those two players made exactly the same mistake, tried to dribble out from the back and just lost the ball.
Yeah, that meant it is so good.
Yeah, he's an unpredictable fella. So Newcastle fans, you should be very happy. I don't think I don't know if he's good enough though. I mean, he's still 19. He's still 19. He could become good enough.
Needs a bit more composure, I feel, for the
Yeah, and he
Prem.
should keep his head up. Sorry, he needs to keep his head up because sometimes he goes on a dribble and dribbles like this. So his head's down, and he forgets to like lay it off, and then he shoots, for example. Anything else we want to mention apart from the 6-0 Bayer Leverkusen winning? PSV probably going to be champions. Who else is going to be crowned champion? Real Madrid soon.
Into Milan.
Inter Milan also, yeah, miles ahead. The one to stay tuned for is the Premier League for the first time in a long time, you know.
Will City do it again? Be boring, plain old boring City.
Yeah, that'd be a sixth time in a row, no? Something along those lines. Or three.
Four.
Four? Four. That has never been
Close to
done.
that.
Right? I'm pretty sure that's never been done
One
before.
last thing, Klopp. Is he overrated for what he has achieved?
Klopp.
Yeah.
No. There's one person
One
overrated,
Premier
it's Pep
League,
Guardiola.
one Champions League, and one FA Cup in 10 years.
Yeah.
For the amount of hype that he gets, I get it. He came second many times, but
Bro, come on.
those are Simeone numbers, except the Champions League, and people, be hating on him when he's won more leagues than Klopp.
True, but he's also been longer. I think he's been at Leti since 2012, 2011, no?
It's been there for like 1 more year, 2 more years.
No, he's
To
Simeone
win.
signed for LA in 2011, bro.
No, he'd so later. Let's fact check this. Simeone joined Atletico for
2013.
as a player. Oh yeah, 2011.
Okay, so, bro, you didn't even know when Simeone joined the club, bro. No,
Right.
but in honesty, you're competing with, let's say, a team like Manchester City who are on steroids, yet they are supposed to be, they're investigators for the amount of steroid usage they're doing right now. So,
I know, and I get
if,
that. Oh, great manager.
but if, right, for example, does this change the narrative? If Manchester City are found guilty of 115 charges, is Pep Guardiola such a good manager? Or is Jurgen Klopp all of a sudden the best manager ever to grace the football?
I think it's still the same.
You think it's still the same?
Yeah, it's just one had better player. Like Man City, like you could remove half the players that are so expensive and they'd still have the same team that they use.
But you know what? That they would be stripped of their titles and they would go to the likes of Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United.
Yeah,
So
I don't
then
know. I just
all of
don't
a
like
sudden
Klopp
he might
because
have
he's
three Premier League titles.
Klopp's a very salty manager. You know, when we beat Liverpool, he was like, you know, that's Madrid. They don't know how to play football. Like, cry more, you know.
But every manager cries a lot. Like Pep cries, Jose cries. Everybody cries.
Yeah, I don't like any of them, so.
No. Felipe Inzaghi, I don't know if he cried. Oh, is it Felipe? Or is it
Yeah,
whatever? And
one of the Saggies.
oh, and a big shout out to Bologna, by the way. They're doing very well. Thiago Motta doing absolute scenes as well, just like
Mean, we
Leverkusen.
smooth scratches.
The season has and I'd like to take a moment to congratulate PSV on winning the title, and they deserve it.
Shame they didn't go unbeaten the Lille.
Yeah, that was so happy that happened. I was so fucking happy that happened because I could not have a team go unbeaten in my lifetime. Imagine how, and it wasn't even us that could beat them, even though we
To
were
be
two.
fair, though, they final that's only lost one more time in the league than PSV this season. Final that's only lost once, one more time, more.
True, but we drew. We've got more points than in our winning league winning season as well. But anyways. Enough has been said. We're gonna look forward to tonight's games with a lot of stress, nerves, and everything that comes along with it, but also a slight bit of confidence. Thank you, Sergio, for being here again. We'll probably record after your exams are done.
Yep.
And we keep the people posted on the Offside Football Podcast.